my guest this evening is David Latelli, who also is known as the Brown Butterbean. He's quite famous as a retired professional boxer. So Dave has started his own fitness gym and is quite renowned for his weight loss journey and for the work that he's doing, you know, really empowering our people to, you know, take charge of their lives. But today I'm most interested in talking with Dave about getting his views on what's happening with poverty, and in particular child poverty. So welcome to the show, David.
Thank you for having me.
What is the sense? I've been really frustrated that Labor never did much to tackle child poverty and that it could have done so much more, and that, you know, not extending the, the family, whatever, the family, support scheme to those who aren't in work was a big mistake. Can you give us a sense of what is happening with families out where you are, and, you know, what could be done to help? What can governments do?
Oh, look, it's extremely tough. At our food bank in Wiri, it's overwhelmed, as well as our social supermarket in Tukoro, it's overwhelmed. We can't keep up. Even today, I haven't told anyone about it. I haven't posted it or anything, but, our food share got burgled again overnight. So, that's a sense of where things are at. That, about the same time last year, it happened as well. So, and while we're going through that process of still, they're all still going through the courts, we've been hit again last night. So, again, that's a sense of where things are at, that people are, they're stealing food. So, poverty is out of control, that's for sure.
Yeah. Like in the time that you've been involved with community care and community support in this way, have things gotten better to your mind? Are we making progress?
No, things are getting worse. And it's just, it's evident when you've got, a food bank getting burgled. Things are getting worse. People are more desperate. There's an increase in crime. There's an increase in poor people, poor desperate people. And out of everything, it's the kids that suffer. So, yeah, it's just extremely sad, when you see situations of, what some of these children are going through. You've got the parents who are just trying their hardest just to get by. They're working. One partner might be working, whether it was the wife or the husband staying home looking after the kids, and they just can't get by. We helped a family last week who's the husband is in full-time work, and then they're having to live in emergency housing. It's in a lodge, and there's about seven of them staying in a hotel lodge. Even before that, there was a family, four kids, solo dad looking after four children in a lodge you wouldn't have your dog stay in, and the lodge owner's being paid $2,500 a week. And it's an absolute disgrace. These places are licenses to print money.
Oh my God.
And again, it's the kids that suffer. You would not, and it doesn't matter if you were the most right-wing person ever. If you had a heart and you see it firsthand, it'll break it.
Yeah.
Because again, it's not the kids' fault. They don't ask to be born into these situations that they're in.
Yeah. Do you have contact with politicians? I won't name the politician, but I saw a comment by one politician saying basically you can't open up working for families to those who don't work because it'll get spent on drugs. And I thought, what a negative thing to say about people who are struggling to make a living. And if you're working, you can't make a living. If you're not working, how do you feed your kids? How do you keep them safe?
Exactly. I always look at, the way, you can tell the way a society, how good it's going by the way it looks after its vulnerable, and that's just a massive generalization there. It's a very, you can't treat the majority because of the actions of a minority. And in any case, again, it's not the kid's fault. You know, so if we want a better tomorrow, if we want society to be better for all of us tomorrow, we have to help these families. We have to help these children to break these cycles, to give them a hand up, to give them hope. You know, and just comments like that is an absolute disgrace. You know, and you know, and you know, when you look at what ACT and what National are doing, you know, and all of them, they're all everyone's making promises at the moment, but ACT and you know, ACT do not care about poor, vulnerable people. And if you're poor and brown, you're even in more trouble. You know, I've spoken to him before, and I've talked about what we see firsthand, and it just went straight over the top of his head. You know, but it's concerning because, again, like, look at nothing's that has not improved under Labor, and they had a mandate. But you know, I do believe that needs, there needs to be multiple parties.
And National's going to concentrate on what they call the squeezed middle, which is those on 90,000 to 120,000. That's the squeezed middle. Here in Rotorua, our average wage for Māori is 27,000 per household. How on earth? I mean, who is looking after the crushed bottom? Because they are crushed. And the wealthy, you look at the companies who aren't paying tax. You look at the promises that National Act are making to cut company tax and keep the GST going. GST harms the poor because they spend all their money just trying to keep going, whereas the wealthy, they can spend their money investing in things like housing, sell the house and pay no tax on it whatsoever. So it's all set up structurally to harm our people. God, what amazes me is, do they think that children can learn if they're cold, wet and hungry and homeless or living in substandard accommodation? And what is MSD doing to monitor those they're paying thousands to who are housing our people in substandard accommodation? How are we supposed to deal with this? We're trusting these bureaucrats to do the best for our families, and they're not. They'd be better off to give you the money who's actually doing it for nothing or on a smell of an Aussie rag. But at least we know that it's going to go to, you know, to help the poor. We've got a guy here called Tiny Dean in Rotorua.
Yes.
He's done amazing work housing our families. Well, he's done the best that he can. And the local MP has launched an investigation. Now, Tiny Dean isn't the only one who got funded to house our poor, but he's the only one upon whom our local National Party MP is this thing calling for an inquiry. So, you know, even when we do the very best we can and we are getting great results, which he has done, I think, a really great job, still you get banged with that bloody battering ram. So I'm interested in the fact that you have spoken to National and ACT Party MPs and they're just not listening, because that does not portend well for our, you know, the next few years.
Yeah, look, it's really up to us. You know, we have the power, especially in election year. There's no equity in this world, but our vote is the same as everyone else's. And you know, and even though Labor haven't done a great job, I do believe, you know, for us, we need to have a good government. Will be a government between Labor, Te Pāti Māori, and even the Greens. You know. And that I believe that's the best for us. But you know, we've got to go out there and vote. You know, Tiny Dean is a great man, and I've had a bit to do with him. And the thing about it is, so long as we're entertaining you and making you laugh or watching you know, you're watching us play sport. You know, if we start getting too big and we start getting it too successful, they're very, very quick to bring you down. So, you know, when I set my trust up, for that reason, I made sure I had nothing to do with my trust. I'm not even a trustee. You know, I've set it up in a way because I know the more successful I get, the more people will look at and try to scrutinize. And, you know, so it's tough going for Tiny, but, you know, he's doing the good work. And in a day, the good work will show through.
You know, the thing is, the big elephant in the room of all of this is racism. It's the idea that white people are superior. Māori and Pacifica, we're inferior, and therefore their way is best and they know best, and they're the only ones who can handle funding. And when they do handle funding, billions and billions and billions going out through our public service, They do such a lousy job through Oranga-Tamariki, through MSD, through our education system that fails us. But they still think, even though they're doing a lousy job, that they can do better than us. And I think the work of, you know, you, Tiny, of Whānau Ora in particular, you know, our health services, my God, we are outstanding in kura kaupapa Māori. When we deliver to ourselves, we deliver outstanding results. And still, they hallibag about giving us the resources that we can do the job ourselves.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you only got to look, you know, any social issue, you'll find a community group, a marae, a group like us, a group like Tiny, doing it and having an impact with next to no resource. You know, if you only invested in those things more, there would be a massive change. You know, everyone, these guys keep complaining about how things are getting worse, but they keep investing in the same things that just don't work. It's just this total lack of common sense. And yeah, you know, it's frustrating, but we got to keep going, you know.
We got to keep going, Dave. And I tell you what, the campaign that we've got to run over the next 3 years is the one of registering our people to vote and getting them to vote. Because I think that that really is a critical area where the Electoral Commission has done everything in its power to make sure that Māori votes don't count. And we've got to
end the vote. Yeah, well, we reached out. We tried to get, you know, voting booths in our gyms where people feel safe and it's easy to get to. You know, it's and then a lot of our people just think it's what a waste of time. You know, why am I voting? It's a waste of time. Because that's what they're being said, you know. But it's not a waste of time. You know, we have power. We've got to stand up and exercise it.
Absolutely, you're right. Dave, thanks for coming on the show. I've run out of time, unfortunately, but oh my goodness, I must come and visit you one time when I'm in Auckland. I've heard great things about your gym and great things about your food bank, and so keep up the good work. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much. You take care.
Well, it's been great being back on the show and talking to you. I've been away for a couple of weeks, but it's been fabulous, and I look forward to seeing you again next week.